Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. Get that app for free at your App Store, your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. You download it. Once it's down, you do a search for WILK News Radio. You favorite it, and that's it. You got us. Anywhere, anytime, any place. Works great with your CarPlay, your vehicle systems. And again, you get us anywhere. Digital quality, it's a great little thing to have. It's 3:08 here, 64 degrees on this Monday, June 16th, 2025. Don't hold it against me. It's Monday for me, too. We'll get through the day together. Hopefully your weekend was good. Hopefully you had a great Father's Day. Hopefully you celebrated Flag Day and waved that red, white, and blue glorious out there. We ended the show on Friday with the Ragged Old Flag by Johnny Cash. Some Johnny Cash on the ears for you. Hopefully that rang true to you over the weekend and you had a great time. I was able to get some of the chores done on Sunday. And then, listen, that's all I asked for Father's Day this year. Got calls from all my kids. That's always great. In reverse order today, the youngest called first, then the middle, then the oldest. But give the oldest a break. He's his own father now and had a full day with the little bubs, so that's always good. And I got to talk to him, too, so I had a bonus. Talked to all my kids and my grandkids on Father's Day, so it was good. Hopefully you had the same. I saw a lot of you were out at the Rail Riders game. A lot of you were out and about. Went to breakfast with the missus Sunday morning. Got a little bacon, egg, and cheese on an everything bagel, and it was good. That's all little things. It's the simple things at this point in life. And that's all you need. Really, no need to get crazy about much of anything. But it was hell of a weekend. A lot going on, a lot happening in our area. And we're going to get into it all. And if you want to get into some conversation of what's on your mind, give us a call at 570-883-0098, and we'll talk about it. So when I left here Friday, I was went to an event in Scranton with actually, someone I've known for many years. Our kids went to the academy together, Norman Hooten. Now, if you don't know who Norm Hooten is, Hoot is his nickname. He is one of the Delta special operators that was involved with Black Hawk Down. And just an incredible life, just an incredible story, just an incredible human being, his dedication to service. Not only did he do 20-plus years in special operations, but afterwards, he became a pharmacist, and he dedicated his life to opioid abuse for the overprescription of opioids to our men in uniform for the VA, and did a lot of great work there. If you do a little research on Norm Hooten, the pharmacist, leave the special operator side out of it, what he continued to do for our veterans is just outstanding. And that's when I first met him. That's what he was doing when I met him, probably 2018, 2019. Our kids played football together at the academy for 4 years. You know, I met him back then, and it was an honor then to meet him, and it was a great opportunity to hang out with him here in downtown Scranton. They did an event for Camp Freedom on Saturday. That's what they were really up for. But they held an event in downtown. They do have a cigar and whiskey business now that they're starting, Hoot & Young. You could check that out. Just search it, and I'm sure you'll find out with it. They had about, about 8 different whiskeys, bourbons, ryes, and some cask-type whiskey that was just unbelievable. And I'll tell you right off the bat, as someone who's just a whiskey and bourbon guy, and I'm mostly bourbon, but I'll get into my whiskeys. And the way their whiskey is produced, it was 99% corn, 1% barley, so it does not meet the criteria to be bourbon. But they did have a bourbon there that they've made. But they had 125-proof 16-year-old whiskey, American whiskey, that was just, whoa, man. I mean, I only had a little sip because that's all we were doing is a taste testing of it. It was something else. But, man, does it take your insides out? And, you know, I'm someone who's normal to this kind of palate. But he was telling the story about it, and he said that when he first developed the bottle, he sent it to a couple of his buddies down in special operations down in Fort Bragg. And they called him in the middle of the night, a little tipsy, and said, "The stuff is great, it's just not strong enough." So he went back to the drawing board and came up with this 125-proof, 16-year-aged barrel whiskey, and it was something else. But there was a 92-proof that was made in a Chardonnay cask, a Chardonnay barrel, and it was aged for, I believe, 8 years. And that was my favorite. That was by far the smoothest and best tasting. That was where my palate went. But they had everything from an 8-year to a 12-year to a 16-year. They had a Jack Carr version. Jack Carr is an author that writes a lot of books involved with special operations. The Terminal List is one of his movies that his book was made after. Well, the movie was made after his book. And a bunch of other things. So it was just great hanging out with him, great seeing him, great talking about our children, catching up. His son's doing phenomenal. I really can't say what he's doing, but just an outstanding family, outstanding human being. But if you ever get a chance, if you don't recall the movie Black Hawk Down, you know, he was the special operator Hoot, who was in Somalia on the bicycle when it starts off, that they pick up and, in the helicopter and bring back. And then, he was throughout the movie. An instrumental part in it, and the book's even better. So, but that's how I started my Friday evening down there with some Patriots. And then Saturday was kind of my blah day. Really couldn't do much weather-wise. And Sunday I saved it for chores. So hopefully your weekend rolled pretty good too. I did get my grass cut. I did not get the pool open. So I'm behind on that. But, you know, it's going to be one of those summers here, and I called it today where – you know, it's going to be chilly and cool and rainy and miserable to all of a sudden we're going to have, you know, it's going to be 95 degrees now and summer's here. That's it. The light switch is switched. But hopefully I can get it open before then. But wouldn't be the first time I'm out there sweating my butt off trying to get the pool open. And at least you can enjoy by jumping in the pool once it is open. But I did get the grass cut between raindrops. And that was the big thing because during the week I just really can't. You know, the grass doesn't dry out early enough to where I can cut it before the show, and then by the time I get home after the show, you know, I got an hour worth of daylight left. So it's really not going to happen there, and the grass starts doing up again. So the weekend's only my shot, and we have not had the weekend. I believe, what did somebody say? Since November, we haven't had a full 3-day weekend without rain, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, without rain since November. And it looks like we got rain in the forecast to at least Thursday. Wednesday looks iffy, but at least Thursday. And hopefully the weekend, again, could straighten out. You know, it's a holiday for a lot of people on Thursday. We are taking Friday off and Saturday, Sunday's the weekend. So hopefully I can get those chores done and hopefully you can as well. We did have, the breaking news last night of the individual suspected of shooting multiple Minnesota lawmakers, killing two of them. He is in custody. I was one of the first in the nation to post that. I was on the comms with some people on the task force that was searching for this individual, and it was just outstanding work. And what I think a lot of people aren't getting here, and it's starting to come out, and I'm glad it is when there was the call for the first shooting. Now, these two individuals, this lawmaker and her husband or his wife, I'm not sure which one was the lawmaker there, they are expected to recover and be okay. When police responded to that shooting, for some reason, they realized, hey, something's up here. Something. This guy was dressed as a cop, portrayed to be a cop, had a vehicle pretending to be a cop. And on their own, radioed, they knew other legislators lived, the ex-speaker of the House, so obviously it would be a sensitive location for local law enforcement. Their state speaker of the House, they would be familiar with that. It would be a sensitive location. A lot of times it would be in the CAD system as such. Well, on their own, they decided, well, let's go start checking on other lawmakers in the area because this just doesn't feel right. And when they got there, this individual was standing in front of the house. They saw the car in the driveway. This individual standing there. He immediately opened fire on them. He ran back in the house, and there were multiple gunshots in the house, allegedly killing the ex-speaker of the house and her husband inside the home. There were several more exchanges of gunfire. Fled out the back of the house to where he discarded a bulletproof vest and some other equipment and the rubber mask that he was wearing and was able to get outside the perimeter. Not only get outside the perimeter then, but another time because they did believe they had the neighborhood sealed off and he was able to get out of there. Now, this individual's wife was later stopped with passports, documents, money, and guns, questioned, and then released because, you know, if you're not breaking any law, none of that is technically illegal, but what was going on? My guess is that they were tracking her to help get him. So it's better to leave her go and keep a tight dragnet on where she's going, her whereabouts at every second, and hopefully she would reach out to him because that's apparently what she was out there for. You also have all the nonsense out there. First, they said there was a manifesto in the car. Now they're saying there's not a manifesto. There were the flyers for the No Kings Day. This individual was appointed by not only Tim Walz, the current governor, but the former Democrat governor to a board for the state. His wife was an intern for Tim Walz when he was a congressman. But, you know, you have this guy who works for Papa John's, who he says is his best friend and lives with him, even though the guy, the suspect, has a, you know, over $500,000 house, lives with his wife and his kids, but he lives with this guy who doesn't even know Joe Biden's name or some other information, basic information. But they're taking what he says with gospel. Obviously, this was politically motivated. Obviously, he was targeting. There is a list of about 40. This was confirmed by the FBI and the district attorney in the car. Some say it was mostly Democrat legislators. Some say it was both state and federal legislators. I'm sure we'll see that as this case develops. That being said, that doesn't mean a whole lot of anything. I mean, here could be someone who is not happy that Democrats may be progressive enough and could be targeting them. There is a lot of information out there that's unverified about him being a pro-life advocate. We'll see what happens. And the chatter last night mostly was why he was only charged with manslaughter 2 or murder 2. And that's simply because it's a place charge. That's what they can prove right now at this time. And in Minnesota, any murder 1 charge needs to come from a grand jury. So as they develop this case, no doubt, and it was the same for the shooter, who's shooter of the healthcare CEO. You know, they charged him with lesser accounts and then bumped them up later in the process. And that's no doubt what will happen here. But definitely definitely on definitely on the spectrum of this needs to stop, this type of violence, from some nut firebombing Governor Josh Shapiro's residence to whatever motivated this guy to whatever was on the mind of the two attempted assassinations on Donald Trump, to the shooter who targeted, you know, Steve Scalise during the baseball practice. This type of violence, this type of over-the-top rhetoric out there is just bad for society. It's bad for everyone. And it needs to really get under control. But I'm sure a lot of information will come out here. It's good to see both concurrent state and federal charges. One of my concern is here is the DA for this area is extremely progressive. Somebody did $20,000 in damaging Teslas, and they got a diversion program, and that was just another one of somebody who worked for the Tim Walz administration. So my confidence in her is very lacking. The fact that I heard there was even a $5 million bail put down, he's not out, but they even granted a bail for this individual, just made me shake my head. But I could see if by any chance this person starts to look like they can actually meet that threshold, I could see the Fed stepping in and making sure that this person is not walking free till whatever trial there is. But the due process needs to take its place. But it was just outstanding work by police work where on their own they decided to check other legislators and ended up confronting this individual. Didn't save the lives of the two individuals, but with the list that this person had, no doubt if he would have made it to a third residence or a fourth residence or a fifth residence, we'd be talking about a much bigger tragedy. So great work by local law enforcement and the joint federal, local, state, and task force that basically shut that entire – this was the largest manhunt in Minnesota's history. And it was a job well done because he was brought in. He did self-identify himself, I'm told, by people who were on the scene when he surrendered. He did have a backpack with firearms, with cash, and with documents in it. What kind of documents, I couldn't tell you. But that's all I was told, so that's what I'm passing along to you. It is 3:23 here at WILK. We'll be back with the Rob O'Donnell Show. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's 3:26. Paul from Dallas says, in a cop-hating world, the instincts of the Minnesota officers should be celebrated in a very public award. I agree 100%. You know, these officers will most likely go unsung as their instincts did indeed help stop further tragedy here. If not, you know, prevent it from going to another house, they couldn't have saved these individuals here. But they did get there at the split second that it was happening. Somebody also said that the suspect here also shot the golden retriever of the former Speaker of the House and her husband. But it is indeed. And listen, Minnesota, Minneapolis, that whole area up there was like the epicenter of the defund the police. So, the fact that these officers did act proactively to make sure the safety of local legislators is some great stuff, which is why I mentioned it. I did see this as well, and I know a lot of people from law enforcement who do this, and it's an incredibly trying job to do. A Modern Family star, Ariel Winter, now she played the youngest daughter on the series sitcom Modern Family. She went undercover as a 12-year-old for a scary sting operation, and it is indeed. She opened up about her harrowing experience, posing as a preteen girl to help catch child sexual predators. Now, the 27-year-old actress who played Alex Dunphy on the hit sitcom Modern Family from 2009 to 2020 joined forces with the nonprofit Safe from Online Sex Abuse, SOSA, for an undercover sting operation that was featured in a true...
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Crime docuseries Sosa Undercover. In the premiere episode, Winter played to be a 12-year-old girl that ended up getting a 31-year-old predator in Oklahoma City. During the interview, Winter explained how she felt about serving as a decoy in the operation. It was definitely cathartic to be teaming with Sosa, knowing that I can make a difference, Winter said. It can be scary at times pretending to be 12 and talking to older men, but it's validating to put away predators that have been harming children, she continued. I give this actress all the kudos in the world for this. This is not an easy thing to do. When you immerse yourself in this type of role, and I know plenty of detectives, I have friends who are detectives who work in sexual predator units that pretend to be teenage girls online. And now they're doing it because, you know, they're getting attuned to just online chat. So they want to see pictures. They want to see videos. They want to see something to show that you're a real person, something to show that they believe you're underage. So, you know, these detectives, you know, they're pulling in people who can actually play that role. And to think that this actress is 27 and could pose as a 12-year-old girl, and if you look at the pictures, It absolutely looks like a 12-year-old girl. She did an outstanding job to do that. But when you put yourself in this monstrous situation, when you put yourself in this type of environment, it truly takes a toll on your soul. Not when it's happening. I'm sure being a trained actress, you know, she was on Modern Family for over a decade. And I'm sure she's done other roles as well. But once you start processing it, that this is real world, this is happening out there, that the thing this monster was saying to me online, the things that he was saying he wanted, it's happening thousands, tens of thousands of times a day around the nation. And when that starts to sink in, you truly take it to heart. And I know trained law enforcement professionals that they come home after a day of work, after chatting with these monsters, with these cretins online, and truly lose faith in society, lose faith in humanity from some of the things that some of the monsters that are out there. And this is just one sector of that. I mean, there's people preying on people all over the place all the time. I mean, just look at this recent murder we were talking about. But for someone who's not trained in that, for someone who is simply an actress trying to do good, use her talents to do something good. And she absolutely did. They did catch people during the sting operation. They did bring out of the shadows these monsters that are out there. But I truly hope, because I've seen it with trained professionals, I truly hope that this show, that this group has the support structure for this individual after the fact, when she starts reliving through what was said during these conversations, because some of it was done over video. Some of it was done over FaceTime or Snapchat or whatever these video platforms they're using. I hope they have an infrastructure there that she's able to go to and to help process what she did. And because it's not easy. It is really one of the hardest jobs out there. I mean, you may think a lot of times you're sitting behind a computer in an air-conditioned or heated office and you're not in danger, but putting yourself in that situation, putting yourself to be realistic to these individuals and saying it, one of the hardest interviews that I ever have being a detective were people who abuse children sexually, physically, or whatever the case may be. Because in order to do your best to make it so you have a solid case so that child doesn't have to get on a stand and relive this again, because that's just a second wound opening for these children who go through this. You want to get as solid evidence as you can. You want to get the confessions. You want to get that. And in order to do that, a lot of times you have to play up to the suspect themselves. You have to make them trust you to where they start to believe that you understand why they act like that. And you really have to come across as convincing. And every ounce of you wants to tear this person from limb for limb, but yet on the outside and everything you're doing to convince them, you know, has to gain their trust in order to get that confession, in order to have them try and justify what they did on paper or in a video confession or whatever they did. Because once you have that, most likely that child will never have to testify against because you have their own words testifying against them. But it's truly one of the more struggling things that I've ever dealt with, walking out of that interrogation room, walking out of that interview, or after doing the paperwork to where you have to – it's just a filth you cannot easily think away. So I give all the credit in the world to this actress. She is no doubt – gained respect for me for her and being involved in this. And hopefully more people step up and make it harder and harder for these monsters to prey on our children, because that's exactly what they're doing. It's 3:33 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paula. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. You can call or text at 570-883-0098. We have Brad from Whitehaven who wants to talk about Minnesota versus the parade. Brad?
Rob, thank you. And bear with me. I rescued two horses, and I had to put one down today. So
I'm sorry for that. What was the circumstances?
She was actually adopted by a Philadelphia policeman, but he went on her, and she kept on collapsing. And she was born with bad legs, and she was but a Tennessee Walker, and she just never could ride or anything. And I had adopted her, and her legs just started to bow, and it just happened very quickly. So,
yeah, and it's a tough thing to go
and
through.
I've never gone through a horse. I've only done a dog and a cat. So a horse is something different.
When we lost our family dog, you know, I read a lot about, you know, during that time when they pass on, to make sure you're with them when they're actually, you know, when the shot is given. So I made it a point that we were there, and my family chose to be there. It was our family dog for over a decade, and truly one of the hardest things I've ever had to sit there through, watching, you know, him close his eyes for the last time.
Rob, let me segue this, our conversation right now, into what my point is, and I think you'll understand. Any other president, okay, and now we're talking about assassinations on the state level, which really, you know, crystallized the partisanship, because that's really what it's meaning, the granularity of it, and the shirts and the skins. But any other president would have called the family of those who were assassinated, and Trump just didn't, or any other president would not have had the parade. And I just can't even imagine a Democrat or a Republican, excuse me, being assassinated, and the Republicans would cry, and they would be right to call bloody murder. What's the reason? What's the celebration to have a parade at that point? And when asked about it, I mean, he still hasn't, as I was saying to you last week, he still hasn't even called Governor Shapiro. And here you gave me, you know, you and I are on polar opposites of what we believe, but we still believe in terms of empathy, and we have a common, we still have common core beliefs. And that's what's wrong with the shirts and the skins. And we need a president that can be able to, when asked, hey, did you speak to Tim Walz? Not to degrade the guy, but to say, you know what? And to also take the time, let's praise that police, because I think you said earlier they're not going to get the credit, and I wish they do, because the hard work that they do, and they, how can they sit at a desk and do what they do? And you've done this. You know what what goes into it. I can't even imagine. And how quickly they came to him, and the drones and the following up on him, and to not lose any further officers while they were doing it. So there's a lot to to be thankful for. But immediately you take Senator Mike Lee, or you take the partisanship, and you're not doing it. And thank you for that.
Well, the assassinations in Minnesota, we don't know what was involved. It was obviously politically motivated, but we have no idea what the, I mean, we know he was appointed by two Democrat governors, but we know nothing about his politics. We know his wife worked for Waltz. But again, we know nothing about that. We don't know if partisanship's involved or not. It could be something totally different. I mean, I've heard his pro-life stance being mentioned quite a lot. We don't even know that. I do want to correct something you said. President Donald Trump did call Josh Shapiro the following morning after his firebomb.
That's not what Josh Shapiro said. And in fact, he made it a point, I think, yesterday that he still has not heard from Donald Trump. So I don't know where you picked that up, but he has not heard from Donald Trump.
No, I'm seeing news reports that he did in fact call him.
But he did
and
not.
And they spoke for about 10 or 15 minutes, as per the report. Says Shapiro initially missed the call because it came from Trump's cell phone.
Hey, Rob, what report was that? Because I heard on ABC when asked directly that he did not call him. So what report are you talking about, the 10-15-minute call?
It was reported by the New York Post, Fox News, the New York Post.
There you go. The Murdoch organization, through that echo chamber, what we don't want. Robin, I want to correct you on one thing when you said we don't know if it's politically motivated.
Politically motivated.
You don't know about partisanship, but you know this. When it starts getting into the state level, now we're really getting into the shirts and the skins, and that's where it gets a little bit ridiculous. And you guys have to go all the way back to Steve Scalise in regards to when Donald Trump, when that assassination attempt, Biden threw all his drool. He managed to call Trump. He managed to make a public announcement. Where was Trump's public announcement on Shapiro? I didn't hear it. Was it on those news sources you're citing?
Listen, I'm just telling you what I'm getting through a simple search, that there's multiple news agencies that said that he did have a conversation with him, that his phone went to voicemail at first because it was from Donald Trump's cell phone. And I remember Shapiro telling this story in an interview.
I don't remember that. In fact, I remember yesterday him being asked, and he still hadn't heard.
No. Not what reports are saying, but if that's what you want to go with, have at it. That's your prerogative, right?
I'll go with it. But why would you criticize Tim Walz when asked about if he's spoken to the governor? I mean, it's like we have a president that has no empathy, which is really the definition of a sociopath, isn't it?
Well, I don't know who he called. I don't know who he hasn't called. I don't know who he talked to or who he didn't talk to, Brad.
Obviously,
you just want nothing to do with this president. I get that. That's your prerogative to do. And you're slanting everything you're saying to find, he should have canceled the parade because there was this assassination. Well, there's murders hundreds of times a day in this country. And life goes on.
Not from politicians. Listen, my horse went down today. We could still have a parade. But when a politician is assassinated at 2 a.m. in their house, come on. We don't need a parade.
Unrelated, Brad.
He could have canceled that and been a bigger person.
And that could be your prerogative. I'm saying it's unrelated.
What I'm pointing out is the reason for his popularity plummet is the lack of empathy that this guy shows on anything except to attack.
That's what a 2028 election's for now, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is.
All right, Brad, we got to leave it there. I'm up against the break.
Okay. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you. It's 3:46 here at WILK. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's 3:53, 65 degrees here on this Monday, June 16th, 2025. Well, NBCNews.com on April 22nd, 2025. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro said Tuesday that President Donald Trump called him over the weekend to discuss the arson attack on the governor's home in Harrisburg. Shapiro said that Trump called Saturday morning and it was very gracious. I appreciated that the president called me, Shapiro, a Democrat, told reporters at the annual Easter egg hunt in Harrisburg, held at the governor's residence. I actually didn't take his call because it came from his cell phone and I didn't have the number in my phone, so I didn't know who it was. As soon as I heard the message, I called him right back. He was very gracious, Shapiro said, adding that Trump asked about his wife and children as they talked for a couple minutes about what transpired at the residence. So, that's there. And listen, Brad has his views, and they're all his. Great for him. And a lot of us do. And that's the great thing about America. I don't try to persuade him. I don't try and fault him in any way. And we had a cordial conversation. What I will point out is it's interesting that the military parade was called to be canceled, but none of the No King rallies that were the same day because political persons were assassinated. So, I mean, you can't have it both ways. But, you know, it just goes for you, the viewer, you, the listener, out there to make your own decisions on that and what it's about. Obviously there is nothing that Trump can do to please, and their total mission is to get by the next, 3 years, or not even 3 years, 2+ years, and move past Donald Trump. And that's their prerogative to do so. That's why we have elections. But it's no reason to dislike each other. It's no reason to, call each other names. It's definitely no reason to be violent with each other. It's as simple as that. Go your own ways. I mean, have your opinion. Just talk your opinion. Brad was very cordial. It was very nice. We had a good conversation. I think he does great work rescuing horses. It's a tough job to do. It's an expensive job to do. And, hopefully common ground like that could be found with more people. So, that's where I stand when it comes to those types of things. And hopefully some ground is breached in that way or another. So this minimum wage bill is starting to make its way through, and it would be $15 in big counties and $12 in smaller ones under the new state house bill. This is utterly ridiculous. I mean, even on its face value. So counties like, where Philadelphia, where Pittsburgh and other places are, $15 an hour. But you other peasants that live in the rural areas, we're only going to give you $12. And this is hopefully to find some Republican support. The proposal is designed to appeal to Republican senators and comes after Democrat unsuccessfully tried for years to pass the statewide $15 minimum wage. Now, for over 2 years now, I've been asking over the air here, is there anyone out there that makes minimum wage? Because I have yet to find someone who makes minimum wage. The local gas station near my house is paying $15 and $17 an hour, respectively. Now, the Pennsylvania's minimum wage is $7.25 an hour, when the federal minimum wage went up in 2009. Now, we can have the discussion all you want about a minimum wage. The market decides what wages people are worth. During COVID, where workers weren't working, those wages skyrocketed. You were making $20 an hour working at McDonald's. You were making a lot of money. So to tell someone, well, you have to pay them $12 an hour or $15 an hour, and this even changes the tipped rates to where it would say and all counties would receive an annual cost of living adjustment starting in 2029. Now, it's tiered up. For the 47 counties, the minimum wage would increase to $10 an hour in 2026, then a dollar each year until hitting $12 an hour in 2028. In 2029, now cost of living adjustments come into that. You're going to put small businesses out of business. Now, minimum wage for tipped workers, such as those at restaurants, would also get an increase on the measure. These workers are currently paid $2.83 an hour. The bill would require employers to pay them 60% of their county's minimum wage. Again, restaurants, they want to talk about how small businesses, mom and pop businesses, are the driver of the small businesses around the nation. Well, if you make restaurants, if you make people where people get tips and are very happy to make tips, mind you, I know people who make tips that would not go for an hourly wage if you tried to force them to. They would go do something else. Well, to make them get paid 60% of the county's minimum wage and then tips, pay places, these establishments aren't going to be able to afford that. You know, it's as simple as that. So again, the market decides where minimum wage is, and I've put out there time and time again, you know, even my children, when they were 15 and 16 and first started working, none of them were making minimum wage from their start on. Now they went into a skill set like lifeguarding where it's in demand, so they get paid a little more. But, you know, anyone could do those things. And again, I just got gas the other day, and $15 and $17 respectively for starting pay jobs. Now, that's not a crazy salary, but don't make it seem like, well, if we don't change the minimum wage to $15, you know, people are getting – listen, if you're making minimum wage, please reach out to me. Please text in the show. Tell me where you're making minimum wage because I'd love to see it because I have yet to find someone who's making minimum wage. Coming up on 4 o'clock here on WILK News Radio, we'll be back with the second hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show. Get your thoughts.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.